and watch your partner or yourself completely melt.
Welcome to the Sensuality Academy podcast, where I share tangible techniques to help you embody your femininity, enhance your sex life, and elevate your relationships. I'm your host, Eleanor Hadley, sensuality coach and founder of Sensual Yoga. Now, let's unleash your inner sensualista.
Hello and welcome to episode 34 of the Sensuality Academy podcast. Today's episode is all about Valentine's Day. I know. Look, I've never really been one to buy into the whole Valentine's Day thing. I honestly think that any holiday that tries to guilt you into buying stuff that you really don't need simply to prove your love for someone is capitalist-fueled bullshit, in my opinion. And yes, I'm looking at you too, Christmas. So then, if I feel so passionately against it, why am I doing an entire podcast episode on Valentine's Day? Well, I wanted to use this opportunity in the spirit of what Valentine's Day is supposed to represent to talk all about love. A little chance for a check-in, if you will. And instead of encouraging you to buy a bunch of shit that you might not need and that might not be useful or helpful, instead, I'm going to focus on how you can make this day really, really beautiful. My work is all about love, specifically self-love and how to cultivate it using sensual and soulful practices. And one of my main teachings is about connection. Connection to yourself, to your mind, your body, your pleasure, your surroundings, and also connection to others. So in today's special Valentine's edition of the podcast, I'm going to take you through a Valentine's ritual, which is designed to enhance connection, intimacy, and love. And I'm going to be sharing this ritual in such a way that enables you to explore either alone or with a lover. That's right, yes, you too can celebrate and enjoy a Valentine's ritual on your own or even share with platonic love. I know that our culture tends to really idealize romantic love and place it on a hierarchy above any other form of love, like platonic friendship love, familial love, or self-love. But how about we take romantic love off that pedestal and recognize that we don't have to be in a romantic relationship to be surrounded by love? So regardless of if you're in a relationship or not, I want you to hear this episode, so don't tune out if you're single. Always romance yourself first. Make room in your life to practice showing yourself deep love and care and reverence. Because this dedication to your own self-care and pleasure will, I promise you, deeply, deeply enhance your ability to give and receive love in turn, to romance your lover and to be romanced by them. I can't tell you how many one-on-one coaching clients I've had who, after dedicating time to seducing and romancing themselves with the exercise that I give them, they've all attracted in deeper connection into their lives. It's quite remarkable. And whether that be with a current lover or by magnetizing a new lover into their lives, when you take the time to romance yourself, you're sending yourself and the universe and energetically others around you, you're sending a message that you are deeply worthy and deserve to be treated like a goddamn goddess. Trust me, this stuff works. Okay, let's get to the Valentine's ritual, shall we? I highly recommend doing this on Valentine's Day, but also I seriously encourage you to do this on any other day of the year too. And believe me, you're going to want to. It's pretty juicy. So step one is to set up a sacred space. This is always, always the first step in any ritual or date night or sex session that I teach about, because it's so important to set the mood as well as creating a safe space for you to relax in. When you create your own sacred space for your date night, be it with yourself or with your lover, you're essentially sending this energetic intention that this time is special and it's to be honored as such. So make sure that your space is clean and tidy of any clutter. Turn down the lights, make it cozy. Also, be sure to check out episode 26 on the 6 keys to sacred sensual sex for a lot more guidance on how to set the mood just right. It's a really good episode. It's been very popular. Now, next up, we're going to invoke the senses. I once had a lover invite me over for what he called a feast for the senses. And yes, it was as delicious as it sounds. So make your own feast by incorporating things in your Valentine's plans to rouse all the senses. Think sight. Along with making your space beautiful, think about how you can make yourself and your lover feel beautiful and luxurious and radiant. Perhaps it's wearing a special piece of clothing, lingerie, or some jewelry that makes you feel absolutely divine. Remember that what you wear can have a really big impact on how you feel, and it's as much about you as it can be about highlighting your radiance for your lover. This always starts with you, though. Then let's move on to smell. Scent has the power to transport us and trigger our memories. So use this to your advantage. Perhaps there's a scent that reminds you of a certain special time with your lover, or something that really evokes a sense of love or pleasure or relaxation. It could be some incense, a scented candle, essential oils, or some type of perfume. Then moving on to sound. Music plays such an important role in creating ambiance, and the wrong music can really, really throw off the vibes, trust me. So find a playlist ahead of time that makes you feel calm, relaxed, sexy, whatever energy you want to evoke. You can also check out some of my playlists in the show notes. I've actually had students that have reported back that it was one of my playlists, particularly the sensual and my bedtime boogie playlists, that were integral to an epic session for them. You can thank me later on that one. If you'd prefer a more sacred vibe, though, choose something instrumental with no lyrics so that you don't get distracted and so that you can really surrender fully to be ravished by your partner. Then let's move on to taste. So consider setting out foods that make you feel really sensual and indulgent. Dark chocolate and strawberries are always a definite winner for me. What foods feel really luscious to you? These are the ones that you want to use. Then let's think about touch. You want to always feel physically comfortable in your space. And perhaps this is through having some blankets and cozy cushions piled up on the floor. Maybe it's fresh sheets on the bed. And also, speaking of fresh sheets, it never hurts to have a fresh towel nearby just to pop under you in case of squirting. And yes, yes, I'll be doing a whole episode on squirting in the future, so I got you. Back to invoking your sense of touch. Consider how your skin feels and maybe moisturize ahead of time so it feels soft and luscious. Think about the temperature in the room as well. Make it comfortable so that you can really drop in and relax. So, now that your space is set up to encourage indulgence, let's move on to the romance, shall we? There is absolutely nothing more romantic than true, undivided attention. You know I speak a lot about the importance of presence. This is really not a time to be documenting the experience one Insta story at a time, so put your phone away, like in a different room, and turned off, and be present with yourself and your lover. Because when you're present with yourself, when you're present with them, you're present with your pleasure. So show yourself and your partner your love by being in the moment and not stuck in your head thinking about tomorrow's to-do list. Everything else can wait. This is your special, special night. Then to enhance connection, I'm a sucker for a good eye-gazing session. And I've spoken all about the power of eye contact and eye gazing before. It's in episode 22. And honestly, I believe that there's nothing quite as powerful as intentional eye contact to foster intimacy and to really deepen connection with your lover. They say that the eyes are the window to the soul, and I know it's a little cheesy, but I really believe this to be true. And when you eye gaze, I'm sure that you will feel this too. There's this incredible shift in energy that happens when you spend time looking into someone else's or your own eyes. The mask of the ego drops and you're left seeing who they really are. It's so, so special, and I strongly encourage you to make eye contact with more people in your life. Not just yourself and your lover, but also with your friends and your family too. Sharing eye contact doesn't have to feel weird. We've just been conditioned to fear the sense of intimacy that it inevitably conjures up. But again, check out episode 22 for more on this. When it comes to your Valentine's ritual, you can eye gaze solo or paired up. If you're luxuriating yourself this Valentine's Day, I want you to spend some time in front of the mirror. This can be a really difficult task for some of us who might have a fractured relationship with our reflection, but mirror work is such a powerful healing practice, and I really gently encourage you to try this if you have some hesitation. First, start simply by looking into your eyes with love. Look into your eyes, your soul, like a lover would, with reverence and adoration. Look at yourself like you are the love of your life. Be gentle with yourself. Something else you might like to try is to look at your body and repeat the words, "I love you," as you look at each part. The goal here is to fill yourself up with love, so take it to wherever is comfortable for now. Now, if you're going to be spending Valentine's with your lover, eye gazing is going to be epic for you. I swear I could fall in love with someone just by gazing into their eyes for a significant amount of time. And I very nearly have. I've been to lots of eye gazing workshops where couples in attendance actually shared that they had never, ever spent that long, literally only a few minutes, actually looking into each other's eyes. And these are people who had been married for 20 years. Perhaps the same is true for you and your lover. Eye gazing is a really beautiful way to build intimacy and empathy into your relationship, and is the best way to connect you both at a really heart and soul level. So you might like to start by setting a timer or perhaps choosing just a song or two and commit to eye gazing lovingly for that duration. Please, please try this. I know that some people feel really awkward and uncomfortable with eye gazing, but please try it. It's so special and it's more magical than I can put into words. A pro tip for those of you who really want to take things to the next level here, be intentional about looking into each other's eyes when you make love. You'll immediately feel everything way more deeply and it'll heighten the experience and your bond. Promise. Next up, we're going to move into the breath. Remember, this ritual, this Valentine's ritual, is about connection. So open yourself up. When we breathe deeply, we feel more. Our breath plays a huge part in how we feel moment to moment. And just by dropping in and focusing on our breath, we can slow down our heart rate and feel a sense of calm. So, if you're sharing some self-love, I want you to take this time to really slow down and focus on your breath. Try taking long, slow, deep breaths into your belly, allowing it to expand and fill up with fresh energy, and then let it all go with a sigh. Do this for at least a few minutes and observe how grounded and centered you feel afterwards. As for my couples, along with eye gazing, intentional breathing with your partner has the power to really, really amp up your connection. So start by sitting opposite one another with your hands on each other's hearts. Eyes can be open or closed, and gently start to sync up your breath. Another option here is for one of you to sit in the other's lap with your legs wrapped around their torso, with your foreheads touching and eyes closed. This practice is really, really beautiful. It's called Yab Yum. It's a tantric position, and it's incredible for enhancing your connection. Simply breathe and feel into each other's energy fields. This practice is best experienced, so give it a go for yourself and see what happens. It's really hard to put into words how great it feels. And if you choose to, syncing up your breath during sex as well will always heighten your pleasure and connect you both in a really beautiful way too. Moving on now to sharing conversation and words of affirmations. How often do you say kind things to yourself or your partner? I know we often think these things, particularly about a partner, but none of us are mind readers, so chances are they may not really know how you actually feel about them. One of the five love languages is words of affirmation. And for some people, hearing that their partner thinks that they're amazing signals to them that they are loved more than any other gesture. So why not use this opportunity on your Valentine's date night to make it known and to take some time to share your favorite things about yourself or your lover? For my singles, show yourself some serious love by journaling about all the wonderful things about yourself. Better yet, say these things aloud to your reflection in the mirror. I swear this is so, so powerful for your confidence and your overall sense of self-love. So give it a go. Now, for the couples out there, I want to encourage you to share with your partner 5 or 10 or more things that you love about them, what you admire, why you're grateful to have them in your life, and anything else that you want to share with your beloved. Something else that I would suggest is the game Sex Talk. Now, you've heard me talk about it before in episode 27 with the founder, Mickey Woods, but folks, I am obsessed with this game. It's a curated selection of 69 cards. Yes, of course, it's 69. And it's designed to be played in order to encourage active conversation around sex and to learn more about your desires. You can find it at my shop page or at eleanorhadley.com/products/sextalk. All right. I know you're probably wondering by now when you're going to get to actually touch. Like, Eleanor, when can I rip their clothes off? I got you. But first, let's take things slow. Remember, sensuality is the name of the game. And slow, sensual sex and a nice long build-up tends to lead to more overall pleasure. And I want you to experience deep pleasure here, so let's take our time. So of course, we can't possibly have a Valentine's ritual without focusing a lot on touch. But before you jump into bed, or on the floor, or in the shower, or the kitchen bench, or the car, try tuning in to the subtle energies first and touching yourself or your partner with intention. Don't go straight for the goods. There's so much power in the art of self-touch and self-massage as a way to connect with yourself and show care for your physical body. And I talk in detail about this actually in episode 28 about self-massage for sensual embodiment. But let's review it here. We all have different ways that we like to be touched, and I'm not just talking about sexually. Elemental touch takes into account the 4 elements of fire, earth, air, and water. And you'll often find that you resonate with one in particular. And it may even match with your sun sign. I'm a Taurus here who loves a firm earthy touch. It's a really beautiful way for you to experiment with touch on your own. And of course, it's extra special to know exactly what kind of touch that your partner loves. So try them all out on yourself and with your lover and learn which one you love and communicate which ones to steer clear of too. So a fiery touch uses the fingernails to gently scratch the skin. Then an earthy touch uses more of a firm pressure and it gets more into the muscles. Then you've got watery touch, which uses more of that fingertip, gentle stroke on the skin, those fluid, flowy, watery motions. And then airy touch is that barely there, very soft and subtle, kind of tickly touch. So your task is, if you're riding solo, to give yourself a massage using some kind of oil, coconut, almond, jojoba, and maybe even mix it with a few drops of essential oil and use the type of touch that makes you feel amazing in your body. Really, really honor yourself in this moment and show your body appreciation for your Valentine's ritual. I swear this is the most popular of my homework assignments that I set for my private one-on-one coaching clients. They always report back how fucking amazing they feel after this practice. So trust me on this. And if you're sharing with a lover, I want you to experiment with the four different elements and learn which type of touch your partner likes and treat them to a massage. Take it in turns to give and receive and explore the four types of touch to communicate openly about what you both like and don't like. Better yet, now that you know their favorite type of touch, try bringing this in during sex and watch your partner or yourself completely melt or shiver or moan or you see where I'm going. All right, so what comes next? Okay, now you can get down to it. So whether you're in for a self-pleasure session or you're going to ravish and be ravished by your lover, if you use all the tips mentioned above, it's sure to be a much more connected and intimate experience than simply dinner and a movie. For my singles, you might like to go manual, that is hands only, or perhaps treat yourself to a new sex toy and explore new ways to make the pleasure last longer. For a list of my favorites and the products that I recommend the most, head to eleanorhadley.com/shop. And thank me later. Now, for the couples listening, well, I'm not going to tell you how to have sex, but I will encourage you to be as present as possible when you do. Presence is the most beautiful gift you can give yourself and your partner, and it will always lead to heightened pleasure and connection for you both. So get down to it. Then finally, stay intimate. That is, try not to let the night finish when you do, and instead take some time after you've made love to bask in that afterglow and reconnect with yourself and your lover. This is about staying physically connected with touch. It's cuddles, kisses, or a gentle hand on the heart. Stay emotionally connected by perhaps reading some poetry to yourself or to your lover. Come back to those words of affirmation and reaffirm what you love about one another and what you loved about that sex session. I'll do an episode soon on what this is. It's called aftercare, but it's a really, really important concept for good, nourishing sex that feels really fulfilling. So don't disconnect too soon. Now, for those of you who haven't yet taken my pleasure language quiz, I want to encourage you to do so and to share with your lover and even your friends. This quiz will help you to figure out the ways in which you experience pleasure most so that you can communicate this with a partner, and it's just going to make your Valentine's ritual, your date night, even better. Plus, you'll receive a bonus worksheet with journaling prompts to dive even deeper. You can check it out in the show notes or head to eleanorhadley.com/pleasure language. All right, my loves, I hope you got a few juicy ideas to make your Valentine's, and frankly, any day, the best one yet. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this ritual, so please feel free to share with me by sliding on into those DMs, and I don't believe in TMI, so you're welcome to share away. I'm here to celebrate you prioritizing your pleasure. Have a beautiful and love-filled day, and until next time, stay sensual.
Thanks for listening to the Sensuality Academy podcast. Don't forget to subscribe in your podcast player so you never miss an episode. Remember, it's free to subscribe. You can follow my sensual musings over on Instagram at Eleanor Hadley. And if you'd like to tap into your five senses to cultivate a deeper sense of self-love, check out my free five-day challenge, Journey to Self-Love, at eleanorhadley.com/journey. Enjoy!